Matt Greenwood back in the KGF studio with new Windsor Wrestling head coach Ryan Bollinger. It is 4:38 and 85 degrees outside, and we were just talking about his experience as a football assistant coach and the wrestling assistant coach, and sort of talking about the great season that Windsor had with Ryan Yarnell as a state champion this year, and last year as well with Jacob Warren becoming a state champ, and just sort of getting to know Ryan Bollinger. And so we'll continue that conversation. And Coach, I think we're going to start off with maybe a tough question for you, maybe not, but I just wanted to know all the experience that you've had under Coach Stoffe, knowing him since you were about 10 years old, as you said. Obviously, you got a clear picture as to what it takes to run a wrestling program, not just the varsity level, but the JV level and the freshman level as well. You got some experience there. So how has the time with Coach Stoffe sort of shaped your way of going about, you know, shaped your vision of what you want wrestling to continue to be while you're the head coach?
Mine's going to be very similar to Coach Stoffe's. Obviously, that's who I grew up wrestling for and coaching with. So, going to be a few changes. We did, I wouldn't say butt heads, but, you know, obviously everybody has their ways and thoughts on how they would run things. And he did an outstanding job, and I will follow most of his philosophies. And I have my own. Still putting that together, but it'll be very similar to Coach Stoffe's, a little bit different.
Okay. Philosophy is always a word that comes up when we talk to coaches about how they're going to handle their time being a head coach. So I know you said you're putting them together, but can you kind of share with us some things that you already have on that list of ways you're going to approach being a head coach at Windsor?
Well, as cliche as it might sound, philosophy-wise, you know, I want my team good grades, all that stuff, hard work, good effort, and all that. You know, just put it all together and do what you can. If you got bad grades, you're not going to wrestle for me. So, or at least you're going to sit down for a little bit or have an extra study hall, and we're going to get things figured out.
And how was that for kids in the wrestling program this past year? Were their grades pretty good?
Our grades are excellent. Okay. We had, you know, one or two that they were slipping a little bit, but we got them going. They usually do a pretty good job.
When you guys are also teachers, right? I mean, what do you teach?
I actually run the guided study.
Okay.
It's a study hall type class. Right now, that's what we do. So if a wrestler is having problems, I can make that happen and give him time to make him better.
Speaking of wrestlers, I know Warren's gone, Yarnell's gone. Who you got coming back for you?
Well, we had six qualifiers last year, and four of them were seniors. So we have Grant Pauly and Chris Butts coming back, who did an excellent job. Pauly got fourth place last year, and Chris got some quality wins at state as a freshman. So we look forward to those two coming back and hope pull some of their classmates with them and have a good time.
And what are their weight classes again? Because I forgot.
Pauly was at 145, and we did some switching around with Chris Butts. He wrestled 160, 170, most of their, you know, split the year, and went to state at 160. Don't quote me on that, but
I think that's right.
My mind's a little scattered right now, so 160. I believe we finished with him going 160.
What about those two guys? Makes them unique.
Those two work just as hard as you know. I'd level wise, effort wise, I'd put them really close up there with Warren Yarnell as far as summer work and continuing to get better throughout the whole year. And I look forward to. You know, they're wrestling right now, so Chris Butts is playing football for us, so he's been there. So we had camp last week, and they start 7-on-7 tonight. So,
okay, very well. And I think sort of the theme about our discussion today has been the hard work, you know, nose to the ground, you know, whatever cliches you can come up with, you know, that's sort of the way that you as a wrestling program at Windsor approach things with the guys. How do you drill that into them? Is it are you looking for them to just be self-motivators, or is there things that you try to say to them to get them to sort of, you know, get at it, sort of, so to speak.
You just have to get in their mind. That's one thing I'm trying to work on, and we've been working on the last few years is getting more involvement. We had those guys that would be committed throughout the whole year: Yarnell, Warren, Grant, Butts, and those guys all year long. We got a few more, but we need, you know, we need that, you know, 15, 16, 17 wrestlers doing that throughout the whole year, and start getting that to be a thing.
Okay. Any tryouts for wrestling?
There are no tryouts. That's the wonderful thing about wrestling, is anybody that wants to wrestle, come show up. You're on the team. And what we do challenge matches. Once we get into the season, we'll set a schedule depending on how our numbers look, and we'll have challenge matches. If you think you can beat, you know, this guy at your weight, and we wrestle him off, you win, you get the varsity spot.
And have y'all already set a date as for when you want kids to? Is there a certain room they got to go to, a certain date? Have y'all set that for the kids when they get back to school after the summer?
No, right now I have not had my meeting with the kids yet.
Okay,
with our athletes, so we haven't set that particular date yet. But I've talked to a few of them. We got things rolling. So
okay, very well. And I guess you probably do a little bit of. I guess you had a little bit of time this past semester to try to recruit kids because of your position as a guidance in the guidance counseling system, right?
Right. When I'm in the hallways, I'm always getting them kids, hey, come out for wrestling. And some of them laugh at you, and some of them, you know, say, hey, coach, I'll give it a try. And we might see them, we might not, but I try to get them on the wrestling team. So,
well, I mean, let me give you a picture of how big I was entering as a freshman in high school. I was 4'11 and 98 pounds.
Well,
so maybe if you've come across one of those kids and they're laughing, maybe they're not laughing at you. Maybe they're like, really, coach, you think I can be a wrestler? But there's a 106-pound weight class.
There's a 106-pound weight class, and depending on when you graduated, it was 103. So it was even lighter back in the day. So, and that wasn't all that long ago. Like 2012 or something like that, I think it changed. So, yeah, there's plenty of weight classes. We got 14 weight classes from 106 to 285. So no matter what size you are, we can find you a spot.
There you go. All right, Coach, just one more question for you. While you have the Windsor parents listening, community listening, what's sort of the message to them as you go into your first year as a head coach?
Anybody that wants to wrestle, come on out for the team. You know, I'm a big advocate of playing any sport, so whether it's wrestling with me or playing basketball for us, as long as you're playing a sport, I'm happy. So we got a bunch of kids that don't play a winter sport currently. I would love to see them on the court or on the mat.
All right, and the parents can trust you, right?
Yes, 100%. Give me your kids, and I'll take care of them. We'll have a parent meeting, and I'll tell you all about it.
All right, that is Ryan Bollinger, the new Windsor Wrestling head coach, joining us here in Studio 4 KJ Sports Talk. Thank you so much for your time, Coach.
Thank you for the opportunity. Glad to be here.